Engineering and technological breakthroughs are making it easier for spacecrafts to rendezvous. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Christian, a mechanical and aerospace engineer at West Virginia University, discusses improvements in computer imaging systems necessary for ships to dock in space.
For more than 50 years, aerospace engineers have worked to perfect the delicate dance that is necessary for two spacecraft to rendezvous in orbit. Our ability to complete such a rendezvous have allowed us to send humans to the moon, repair the Hubble Space Telescope, and to assemble the International Space Station. But spacecraft rendezvous is not easy, and the complex technological feat requires mastery of the laws of nature and the practice of engineering. One particularly challenging aspect is the navigation of one spacecraft relative to the other, a task many modern spacecraft achieve using pictures taken by onboard cameras. Most humans use their eyes to understand and navigate through their surroundings. When we teach a computer, like the one on a spacecraft, to do these things using pictures from a camera, we call the result computer vision. A variety of factors affect what can be discerned in any particular image. When something is very far away, it may only appear to be one or two pixels across. Conversely, as an object becomes closer, it spans many pixels and we can begin to pick out specific features on the object's surface. But what happens in between these two extremes? What do we do when something appears to be 10 or maybe 20 pixels across? Our research team is developing new ways to squeeze the maximum amount of information out of one or more images of a partially resolved object. We do this by adapting tools originally developed for multi-scale image processing, particularly the concept of scale space theory, which is a framework for describing a particular feature at varying spatial resolutions. Although still in its early stages, the research shows great promise. We hope that the new techniques being developed could allow us to more efficiently perform the delicate dance of on-orbit spacecraft rendezvous.
That was John Christian of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Flying alone. Teenage spaceship.